7:30 this week. It will not be Wednesday at 7:30. It's going to be sometime on Tuesday. And I say sometime because it's going to be from my home studio. So it'll be this week sometime on Tuesday. So we'll put it up there on Facebook so that you can catch it. They're usually 15, 16 minutes, and we love doing those. Station ID, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right. Got to get that in at the top of the hour. Betty, I mentioned the Facebook post real quickly, but would you talk about that? We've been doing it since the middle of January. I love doing it. We're getting a lot of good response. Talk to us.
Well, I think that social media we've been blessed by social media to be able to put out words of life regarding the heart healthy, regarding all things that affect us and how God can work through us and through our problems and through the situations that we face, given by Pastor Marcy McAllister of Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Tampa, Florida. And I so enjoy them. I enjoy critiquing them.
Yes, you do. She critiques me, Angel. She calls me and critiques me. She goes, would you like your critique for this week?
Aww.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. Throw it at me.
It is. It's always positive critiquing. And it's just so uplifting to have the Word of God midweek, and you can listen to it day or night. And help you to get through whatever you're going through. And I thank you for those words of life.
Thank you. I enjoy doing them. And you know what? Share them. Go online and share it with your contacts. I'm going to give you some hashtags of the last few just to give you a couple. You can write them down. Hashtag perfect timing was one of them. That was really good. I'm going to say they're all good, but hashtag measured. Interesting night when we talked about that. Hashtag planting time. You can go catch all these in Facebook. Hashtag heart healthy was this past week. Hashtag fear not. So that's just a few. We've got tons of them. So, you know, if we've been doing it since the middle of January, you can tell how many are out there, a lot. So we really want you to listen to our Facebook posts and share them. Share them. The very first night we did that, do y'all remember that? I don't know. Were you there, Angel, that night, that first night?
I don't remember if I might have been there, yeah.
Nan was, and that very first night I said to Becky, if we have 10 people respond, I'm going to be happy. do you remember that? And before we got out the door, after it, it was already up to 70-something. That one went up over 800. Usually they're in the 200 to 300 range, but still, I'm very happy with the response we get in the comments. So we love for you to be a faithful listener to our Facebook post, Words of Life, and go to my page, Marcia McAllister, or Beacon of Hope Ministries. And there's several Beacon of Hope Ministries on Facebook, but we're the one with the different colors in our lighthouse. And so look for that, and you'll find all the posts there. You know, the prayer thing, Betty, when you mentioned earlier, it's so important that people know that this email prayer line works 24/7, 365, and the amount of huge praise reports we've had, including the birth of my 12th grandson last week, last Monday night, and actually 12:01 a.m., on Tuesday morning, little Joel Chase came into the world, and he's a miracle child. Since my kids had lost a baby last year and weren't sure if they could have any. And, you know, the children of God, the people of God got together and prayed for Mark and Candy and believed God. And it just, these are the kinds of answers we're getting. We're getting major answers, Betty. We're not getting just my toenail hurts, you know. These are stuff that's, you know, critical in people's lives. You want to address that before we go to this song?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I know that that Pastor Jim keeps record of those praise reports. But I got one last night, like at 1 o'clock a.m., that a person that we had prayed for, and this was probably back in March.
Really?
Yes, that he had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
And he had went through several, all types of therapy. I won't go into it all. And they gave a praise report at church 2 weeks ago. He's healed.
Wow.
And they gave that glory to God.
Praise God.
Yeah, and it was just, I mean, I still, when she was a very, very, she's been a longtime friend when we lived back in Anderson. And I praise God because God hears our prayers.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, even if it's the death of a pet or the death of a loved one, it God hears each and every one.
Amen.
And he knows our need even before we ask.
Absolutely.
So he is a God of answered, I'm going to say answered prayer.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, answered prayer. Answered prayer. And, you know, Betty, we started this 3 or 4 weeks ago. If you have a request on this show, during this show, when it's live, it won't work if you're listening to it this Saturday on Starcom Radio Network at 10 a.m. worldwide, Saturday or Sunday, or on podcast. But if you're listening live right now and want to call in or text in, let's do it text in. That would be the best way. 727-888-4171 comes directly to my phone. It's our Google text. 727-888-4171. You can send in a prayer request and we will pray live on the air for your text, for your need. And you can just put a first name or just say anonymous or whatever. 727-888-4171. How awesome is our God? Gotta play this. Awesome God. Glad you're joining us again today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. Sing along in your car, your home, wherever. Words are simple. Mighty God, and we love you, we pray. We thank you for the answers we need in our individual lives. You are an awesome God. Lord, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. We praise you, mighty God. You are an awesome God, and we love serving you. Woo, praise God. What a great song. Our God is an awesome God. He loves it when you sing that kind of song to him. Whoa, praise God. Nan, God gave you something during that song. You want to share it?
He did. I would. I am your awesome God who sees all that you face. You will certainly make it, for you travel on with my grace. I am your awesome God. Believe that these words are true. I am with you right this moment. I will lovingly help you through. I am your awesome God. Praise me with all that is within. If you're not doing that in these days, then of these praises begin. I am your awesome God.
Woo! That's good stuff. Love it. Love it when God gives you a poem like that. Angel, what a blessing that is, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, wow. Just sitting here and just breathing in the presence of God, it was just...
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
And, you know, I know that sometimes you call in and you said today, I just want to be in the studio. You made a special trip here, and Betty would be here, right here, if she could, wouldn't you, Betty? Are you there, Betty?
You betcha.
Okay.
You betcha.
Well, let's talk about Jacob again. And because Jacob did work 14 years, and during those years, he didn't have anything really that belonged to him. He was taking care of his father-in-law's flock. And so at some point, Jacob, his father-in-law says, what can I do for you? And he said, well, I want to raise my own herd of sheep and goats. And he said, I've got this plan. I'll just, so that it's easy for us to keep track of what's what, I'll just take all the spotted ones, the speckled ones, all of the ones that are not pure white, and I will, I'll just count those as mine, and I'll start mating those and growing those and see what God gives me, which is quite fascinating because Laban was left with the pure ones. He was left with the best. Really, Angel, talk to us about all that. I just love this part of the story. It's so interesting that Laban, he even took them all and stole them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Correct. And I think it was kind of like, I'm sure Laban is thinking like, oh my gosh, I think this guy is a little crazy making this deal with me. Like, oh, of course I'll take all the best. There isn't, you know, any of what you're wanting anyway. And how God works this through is just so God.
It is. And whether or not it's scientific, I don't know, but it doesn't really matter because it was the plan that God had. And he told Jacob, take the ones that are yours there and go and strip off some bark of a tree that's speckled, that's striped, that kind of thing. Put those like branches in front of the watering trough of your flock. And when they go there, they will see that and they'll mate and they'll produce that, which is so interesting because I don't think that's scientific.
I I don't either, but you know, oftentimes in scripture, God, to show
yes.
our obedience, will have
yes.
us think we're doing, you know, he'll give us a command to do something, and out of our obedience, his awesomeness and his miracles come in.
That's There's, it.
And like the time where the dirt with the blind guy and the spitting on,
yes.
that wasn't healing dirt. It was, are you going to be obedient?
That's exactly, huge point. Man, I tell you, you need to ring the bell on your own point right there, Angel. That I don't know where the bell is, but you really, find it, Nan? Oh, there we go. Well, we found it. We found the bell. Because that's so true. It has to do with obedience. Sometimes God asks us to do things that make no sense in our humanness, like this. Putting branches that are striped and speckled and whatever in front of a watering trough. And the animals started mating there and started producing all these speckled and spotted, just the things that God, that Jacob said, I'll settle for all those, the blemished ones.
Absolutely.
Or the ones that are not pure white. But you know what? Jesus settles for all of us, and we're blemished and we're not pure white. And, you know, and he loves us just the same.
Yes, he does.
Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I mean, that's probably one of the more valid points in today's show, is that God loves us no matter who we are, where we are, or what we've done. because that one verse that still resonates with me today, as it did back when I was in grade school, is that John 3:16 is God right. so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a gift. God gave his only son so that we could live. And we sometimes, I believe, we take that for granted through our obedience and our disobedience. We take a lot of things for granted, Pastor and Angel and Nance, is that we have to be obedient. We
right.
have to learn, and he's training. I believe we're in training camp, and we're getting ready to bust into a battle that we've never seen before. He's getting ready to take us into a new, like he did with Jacob, taking him into a new adventure. He's taking us into a new realm that we've never been able to encounter before. And when he does that, he gives us the strength. He tells us to be courageous, to be strong, to not be afraid. And Jacob was not afraid. I don't think he was ever afraid, because he knew that God was for him. And if God be for us,
Amen.
Who can be against us?
That's right.
Even in the same situation in Genesis. So we have to learn to, through that, again, that celebration sandwich or whatever you called it, it still comes down to trust, hope, faith, believing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with everything you just said. At the top of this show, I said there's a gift today. God gave me a Rhema word this morning that is a gift for some of you. It's definitely for you, Angel. It's definitely for you, Betty, and for Nan, all four of us right here participating in the show. But it's also for all of you, wherever you are, scattered around the globe. And it's actually six verses in Psalm 94. Let's turn there. A couple of the verses are going to hit you harder than others, I believe. Psalm 94, beginning with verse 14, because I believe this is how Jacob got through and overcame the situation he was in, which was very unfair. Jacob worked 20 years and had his wages changed 10 times. He was deceived and had to work an extra 7 years to get the woman he loved, Rachel. 20 years of hard times, guys. Psalm 94, verse 14. I'm in the NIV. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Okay, hang on to that. No matter what you've done, we've said this over and over again in this show, no matter what mistakes you've made, no matter how far away from God you've walked, Psalm 94:14 is a gift for you right now. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Verse 15, judgment will again be founded on righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God, not being perfect. It means right standing with God. Okay, we can have right standing with God because of 1 John 1:9 that we quoted earlier. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look at verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Verse 17. I'm getting to the one that I believe applies to all of us so importantly. Verse 17. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. How many of you ever felt that way in your life? Unless God had stepped in to save me in a situation, I would have died. Sometimes we actually feel like we would have died. Maybe physically we got a healing that was huge. Verse 18, here it is. 18 and 19 are the golden nuggets right here. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. I love that. Listen to it in the Message Bible. The minute I said, those last couple verses, the minute I said, I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. Ha! Love that in the Message Bible. When my anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Anxiety is something that our society lives in most of the time, I believe, Dr. Angel, because we have maybe too many irons of fire. Maybe we don't. We're not drawing close to the Lord for His strength in our difficult situations. Anxiety is the root of why a lot of people take so many medications to try to calm that uneasiness down on the inside of them. And guys, we need to know that when I am upset, the Message Bible, and beside myself, ever feel that way? You calm me down and cheer me up. Whoa! When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Whoa. There's your golden nugget for today. There's your gift from the Holy Spirit. There is your, I needed this morning when I just opened to it. I sat at my desk and I had prayed a lot and I just said, Lord, I just feel like you have something for me today that I just need to see. I opened to this. My eyes went to that. It was in my old preaching Bible from Cornerstone, Betty, that I opened it up in that Bible and I looked and I have that, got dates beside it for so many times that God has spoken to me that verses. When anxiety was multiplied within me, your consolation was my joy, brought joy to my soul. Talk to us, Betty. There you go. That's a gift from God to you today.
Well, it couldn't have come at a greater time. You and I have talked over this last week about change. Change is coming in my life and my daughter's life.
Right.
And I have been riddled with anxiety, and I don't know why. You know, I thought I was at peace, but she's moving away, and I just beside myself. I mean, this is the gift. This is the word that I needed today to be able to get through. And I'm so glad I was on the radio today, because I knew God had something to say to me today, because I talk so much and I'm not still enough to let me hear that still small voice. So that scripture that you just gave about when anxiety is great within me, that's what I've been facing, is anxiety about when you have children, you want them to be at peace. You want their life to be unhectic. But even though sometimes they learn from those lessons, it hurts the parent to see them going through this. And I thank God for His word. And I thank God for His faithfulness.
Yes.
To be able to have, you know, at 4:20 this afternoon, Betty got a word that she needed. And I'm hoping that scripture resonates with everyone who's going through a difficult time in their life, whether it's anxiety or whatever, is that God is with us.
Amen.
And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Woo, Angel. Thank you for sharing that, Betty, so openly. Praise God. We got a song for you that's going to follow up on this in a minute. Go ahead. Go ahead, Angel.
Well, you know, life is just full of uncertainties. And, you know, our foot slipping, that one really hit me. My foot is slipping. You know, we don't have all the power and the strength to do what we want and what we think we need to do in our life. And it's not about my power. It's about His.
Oh. Give me Jesus. That's what we have to have, folks.
Oh, give me Jesus.
Danny Gokey.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, when I am And when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. All I need, it's all I need. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Praise you, God. Oh, Lord, we come before you right now and we acknowledge our needs. We acknowledge our shortcomings. We acknowledge our failures. We acknowledge our times of anxiety and fear and pain, times when we're so full of worry that we don't even know how to pray, times when we're depressed, anxious, full of guilt or pain or hurting with the loss of a loved one in our lives, or whatever our situation is, times when our bodies are racked with pain and disease. But Lord, you are always there. We need you. We acknowledge today our dependence on you. Dear one out there in Radio Land, acknowledge that to him right now. Lord, I need you. Give me Jesus. I need him. I need his strength. I need his courage. I need his healing power in my body and in my mind and in my emotions and in my finances and in my children and in my relatives. I need Jesus to cause me to behave the way I need to be. Behave the way I should be reacting instead of flying off the handle or whatever the case may be in your situation. Give me Jesus, because Lord, I need you. You're all I need. I can't walk in this world on a daily basis without you, without my hand in yours, without you carrying me at times, without me leaning my head on your chest, without me being held in your precious arms. I can't do it without you, God. I acknowledge that. Give me Jesus. Give me more of you. I need you, Lord. Let that be your prayer right now. Let this be a moment in time when you put a stake in the ground. And you say, Lord, I turn from trying to fix it. I turn from trying to make it happen on my own. And I totally and completely give it, whatever it is, to you. I put it in your hands. Here it is, Lord. It's huge. Sometimes my anxiety is multiplying within me. But when that happens, your consolations are my joy. You come and console me. You come and speak to my heart. You come and bless me in an almighty way that only you can do. You encourage me when I'm down and discouraged and defeated. You, oh God, it's you. I give you the glory and the praise because it's you, the one that brings consolation to my life and joy when my anxieties multiply within me. I praise you. I thank you. My heart is full of gratitude today because of you. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. In your precious name, this we pray. Amen. And amen. There's somebody out there right now who's been very suicidal, and the Lord would say, you're not going to do that. You're not going to take your own life. You're going to get help. You're going to find help, and God's going to open the door for you to be ministered to, maybe even through this show today, but you're going to receive the help you need. So we bind that spirit of suicide over you in the name of Jesus. And the depression that accompanies it. And we declare in the name of Jesus that you're going to be set free from that. And you shall live. You shall not die, but live and tell of the glory of the Lord, whoever you are. It's in Psalm 119, I think it's verse 50. I shall not die, but live and speak of the glory of the Lord. Whoever that's for today, grab it. It's another one of today's nuggets. Right off of the boilerplate of the Holy Spirit, Psalm 119:50, I shall not die, but live and tell of the glory of the Lord. There's somebody out there right now that's fearing a terrible diagnosis, and God would say to you, rest in my arms, lean back, and let me hold you, and let me work it all out. I'm your healer, saith the Lord, whoever you are, I'm your healer. The God Almighty, the healing God. That's me. There's somebody out there with tremendous financial burdens. God says, let me have them. I am the God who sees to it. I am the God who is more than enough. The God Almighty of blessing, let me do it. I am doing it. There's somebody out there right now that is in a terrible relationship that is just very abusive and very difficult. And the Lord would say, I'm going to make a path, make a way where there seems to be no way. And I'm going to lead you and guide you in the days ahead, and you'll know what to do and when to do it. I am your peace, saith God. God has not called you to suffer like this. God has called you to peace. For someone out there, God has called you to peace. God has called you to live in peace. Praise God. For the person with digestive issues, God says, receive your healing right now. Just walk in it, receive it. With the person that is filled with bitterness and resentment, the Lord would say, let it go. Forgive and let it go. And you will find a new joy and a new peace like you've never known before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit. You are amazing, mighty God, and we love you so very much. We thank you, Lord, for the way you work in our hearts and in our show week after week, the way you speak to hearts scattered around the globe, and we have no idea who they are. Maybe someday we'll meet them in heaven. Lord, we just give you glory and praise for every single show we are able to do. And the way you provide financially to keep us on the air, you get the glory and the praise, mighty God. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, Nan, you had a poem that you got during that song. Can you speak? I'm having a hard time talking, except for flowing in the spirit. I mean, whoa, that was wild. Wait a minute, I didn't have your mic on. Start over.
I thought I didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. My son is always here for you. Take him with you into your days. He will be with you through all things. Look to him and diligently pray. Rest in the knowledge you have that Jesus is always here for you. He will carry you through your challenges. He will help you in all that you must do. So pray to my precious son. He will always help you in all things. Lift your head up. You will make it. From your heart, lovingly sing.
Praise God.
And when he was inspiring that, the picture that came to mind, it kind of went along with something that you had just said, was just resting in his arms, in the arms of Jesus, just resting. And the word, key word there is resting, but just resting in his arms. Just let him love on you.
Yeah.
Just let him love on you.
Absolutely. Woo. Talk to us, Angel.
Wow. We've had church here today.
We've had church.
Truly, just sitting and basking in the presence. Mm. There's just no other place I'd rather be.
No.
No other place ever.
In his presence. It's amazing. Talk to us, Betty.
If I can. One of the things that the Lord brought to my attention during the song is Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And the other one was First Chronicles.
Add those to our list, Nan, if you will. What was that? Deuteronomy, what?
31:6.
31:6. Go ahead.
And this is First Chronicles 28:20.
28:20.
David said this to Solomon, his son. Be strong and courageous and do the work.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until all the work for the service is done and the Lord is finished.
Woo! Praise God.
And I think it's just another confirmation, a divine confirmation, that God is not through with us yet. He's not through with this ministry.
No.
He's not through with either Nan, nor Angel, nor Pastor Marcia, nor myself, mm-hmm. or our listening audience, is that we have to hold on. Sometimes that, you know, we're out on a tight wire, and we think that we're, you know, our foot's slipping, but it's not. It's the Lord who is supporting us. Is that we have to remain strong, and we have to remain courageous, just as it said in Deuteronomy in these two scriptures, is that even though we don't see what he's doing, he's working in the background, and he knows the ways that he has for us. We just have to be patient. We have to have that endurance to hold on, just as Jacob has. He has to have the endurance to hold on and note that our inheritance comes from Almighty God. And that inheritance can be love, faith, whatever God has for you. Hold on and remember that He loves you. He will not leave you nor forsake you, no matter what the diagnosis, no matter what your bank account looks like, no matter what your home life seems like it is right now. God has a plan. And what Angel had said a few minutes ago about being obedient is that we have to remain obedient. We have to keep praising Him. We got to praise Him in the storm. We praise Him in the good times. People, we have got to praise Him during the storm. In the times when our boat seems like it's sinking, that the sails are tattered, we've got to keep sailing on. We've got to keep waiting for the shore to come up, because God is on that shore. He's waiting for you. He's holding out His hand. He's graciously holding you now. And just as Nan said through her poem, is that rest in Him and know that He is God.
Oh, amen. 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 Let's go to Lamentations, where that was our precious promise from this past Facebook post. Lamentations chapter 3, it fits in perfectly right here with what you're saying, Betty, and really what God has been doing here today. It just really fits in very well. Lamentations 3 is actually one of my favorite series of verses here, starting with verse 19 of Lamentations 3. I'll never forget, I'm going to read it in the Message Bible, the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remembered all. Oh, well, how I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. And, you know, I imagine Jacob felt that. I mean, he worked 20 years and was deceived many times. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19, 20, someplace in there. The feeling of hitting bottom. I'm in the Message Bible, and that's what I wanted to read it that way. In the NASB, it says, the Lord's loving kindnesses, starting in verse 22. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. His compassions that never fail, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And verse 21 starts out like this. I'm kind of going backwards. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Okay? Many years ago, I watched some videos of the amazing preacher evangelist Catherine Kuhlman. A lot of you have heard that name. Many, many years ago, was an amazing person that God used to heal many, many, many people through the years through her ministry. And she was quoted as saying in so many of her sermons, this one phrase, He's all I need. He's all I need. In fact, I wrote that and attributed it to Catherine Kuhlman in the Bible, in my Bible here, beside these verses in Lamentations 3. And it's so powerful. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? These are our precious promises this week. Lamentations 3, 21 to 24, something like that right there. Oh, He's all I need. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. It says in verse 24, He's all I've got left. I'm sticking with God. Catherine Kuhlman, He's all I need. He's all I need. Talk to us, Angel, before we do this song.
Wow, those are really great verses. And I just want to say, Lamentations was a tricky book to try and find.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is.
Wow, it is. He's all I need. And sometimes I think we need things we don't really need.
Right. And when we realize that when we have Him and His love, His loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. His love doesn't run out. It's created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. That old song, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Well, I like the way the Amplified states the verse 24 where it says, and wait expectantly for Him.
Amen. That's the key right there. Betty, a comment before we do to this song.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic that the Message Bible, the title is, it's a good thing to hope for help from God.
That's cool.
And it is. And that's what we have to have, is hope. Is our hope is God. And he basically, what you said, he's all we need. No matter what we're going through, he's all we need.
He's all we need.
No matter the struggle, he's all we need.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He's all we need. Whoa, there was a verse I wanted to bring out, but that's all right. I'll remember it in a minute. Let's sing. Let's play this song. That's what we need to do right now. Press on. Don't give up, folks. Press on. No matter what you're going through, it's not time to give up. Throw in the towel. It's time to dig in and press on. Praise God, yes. He gives us the strength to move forward in him and to press on. Woo! Love that song. Nan, give us what God gave you.
Press on in what you now face. You will make it by my grace. When you feel you can't go on, it is I who will make you strong. Press on in my precious name. Dear one, you won't feel the same. I love you with all of my heart. I gave my life so you could have a start. A start on your life's journey with me there to help you be free. Free from the challenges that you face, you will make it by my grace. So look to me and my name, press on. Through the difficulties, you'll become strong. Mm. Press on, press on, press on. You know, if I go say something, 2 points in that poem, it talked about being made strong. And, you know, I'm not even on the show and I'm going to cry. You know, when we face difficulties, when we have challenges, that's when we can become strong in Him. That's when it, so much, you know, and when everything's going peachy clean, everything's fantastic, yeah. We don't need to rely. We should, but we don't really need to rely necessarily because everything's going great. But it's in those challenging times, it's in those trying times mm-hmm. that we become strong mm-hmm. in Him. Mm-hmm. Our faith increases in Him, and we need to just press on in Him.
Absolutely. Those are the times of testing, testing time. Talk to us, Angel, and then we'll go back to Betty.
Ooh, testing times are very challenging times. And I think they really show us where we stand with God and how much we really rely on Him and trust in Him and give us opportunities to grow. I think they really bring out mm-hmm. everything inside of us. It's a refining time in our life.
Really is, but boy, we kick, don't we?
Oh, kicking and screaming, absolutely.
That's... just don't like it, you know. We just want it to just be over. Make it over, make it over, you know.
I don't think anybody wakes up and says, yes, I'm excited to have a test today or go through real hardships today. We're not. In our humanists, we fight it as hard as we possibly can, and then we try to take control over it, and then when that's not working, we seem to get very overwhelmed quickly. But we have a God who... all things are possible.
All things are possible. Wow. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I'm trying to find it in my Bible. Hold on a minute. God just gave me another scripture, and He usually doesn't do that because He knows how slow I am. It looks like it's 2 Corinthians 12:9-10.
Mm-hmm.
But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, He is strong.
Oh, amen.
And I think that, you know, even though we are going through a lot right now, a lot of us, in various stages of our life, that he is all we need, and we have to remain faithful.
Yeah,
we have to remain strong.
Yes.
And courageous.
Yes,
for, you know, our hope is in the Lord, and He will renew our strength, and we will begin to soar with wings like eagles. We will
yes.
run and not grow weary, and we will not walk and not be faint.
Mm-hmm.
Those scriptures have to remain at the forefront of our mindset.
Yes.
Because that's where the enemy is going to try to tear us down. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now we've started this rebuilding process. We've started this foot forward to say, okay, God, You are all we need. My foot was slipping. It's not slipping anymore because I'm going to depend on You. This week, do not let Satan try to defect you into believing that all of this is nonsense, because he's going to try. Do not let him succeed.
Right.
Pray, and praise again, and thanking Him for all that you have and the blessings that He has given you.
Amen.
And I know that God is ever present. He's our strong high tower. He's our rock. When, you know, He's our rock, and that's all I can say. Again, what Catherine Coleman said, He's all we need.
That's it. Amen. Woo! Talk to us, Angel. Woo! Good stuff, Betty. Good stuff. Great show.
Absolutely. And that's why we need each other to help us,
yeah,
remind us.
We do.
And to help keep our focus where we needed to be, on Him. And I think, and having that support of our, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ that will remind us and give us verses and pray with us and hold our hands with us and cry through us and believe with us. It's really important.
It's very important. I'm just looking through the glass in there at you and Nan and thinking what close friends you are to me and Betty up in Indiana for what? How many years now, Betty? 30-something, I don't know, since not 89 or 88 or something like that.
Yep, well, same age as Dirt. Long time, same age as Dirt.
That's right, you are. That's you. You claim that. But anyway, I mean, just to know that that there are people in our lives that are there for us. Angel, that's a good, really good point, and that we don't have to go this alone, but that God is all we need, and he provides those friends that remind us, wait a minute, God's going to see you through this. God is going to see you through this. You're going to be okay. You're going to come out of this struggle. So our dear listeners out there, we say this to you. We may never meet you until we get to heaven, but we say to you, he's all you need. You're going to make it. God wants you to say, give me Jesus. You know, I'm pressing on. Give me Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. We've had some amazing music on this show today. You can go back and listen to this music over and over again. You can go back to the podcast. By tonight, it'll be up on podcast here at tantalknetwork.com. It'll stay there. And then also, it'll be on our bohmglobal.com website in a couple weeks. But anyway, listen to the show again and again, and let it remind you of God's goodness and his faithfulness to you. One last quick word, Betty, and then we'll go to Angel, and then we got to get out of here.
Well, I praise God for his mercies and his grace. And had it not been for the cross, a lot of us wouldn't be here, and I thank you for the opportunity to be on the show today with my precious friend Angel, my friend Nan, and my pastor, Marcia McAllister. I love you both, and I love you, Nan. Thanks so much, God.
We love you, Betty, and thank you for everything, the contribution, and we're praying for Megan and Ben. I almost did it again, Betty. Yesterday I called them Ben and Megan, and for the new job, we're grateful. Amen. That God's answered prayer, and for the in the house they're going to find or have found to rent. And so, Lord, Amen. We just thank you for their move to Michigan this week, and that things go thank really you. Good, and God. That God's answered prayer with a very nice, good job for Ben. One that he's Amen. Wanted all his life. So this is a real huge answered prayer. He does give us the desires of our heart. Dr. Angel, last comment.
Well, you know, I am very grateful for all of you women in my life, and that, you know, no matter whether the storms come, I have good, godly women and friends in my life that can help hold me up and when I can't do it for myself. And sometimes when I can't remember to put my faith where it needs to be and I get discouraged, you guys keep reminding me.
Praise God. Well, we're all in this together. This has been a wonderful time with all of you on this show, Living the Good Life Today. Tell your friends about it and have them join us. You can hear it again this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Four words. So check it out. It's not far to Jesus. It's not far to Jesus. So we will see you next week. It's been Angel, Betty, Nan, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you words of, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for it's not